Kyole Islam. More than 100,000 people live here. For decades, this now deserted public borehole had been the only source of water. But that is changing. The World Bank and Nairobi Water Company 5 years ago began a program to provide clean and cheap water to residents. Thousands of people now have water pipe to their homes, and more are applying for water connections. Veronica Njeri says the connection of water to her house provides many benefits.
The innovative technology of paying the bill through my phone has made my work easier, because before I had to queue, and sometimes I found the water office closed. Now I check my meter readings and pay my bills.
Those who have pipe water, like Njeri, say it has saved them time and contributed to the general cleanliness and health of their families. The connected residents use their mobile phones to acquire and pay their bills. Mary Mwangi says it is now easy for her to pay her bills without delay.
We use this water for drinking, washing clothes, cleaning houses and utensils. The water is clean. The borehole water, if you drink it, that's still there because the water is salty.
This innovative technology has boosted the confidence of the water authorities to expand the distribution system. The company has incurred losses in the slum areas where there are illegal water connections and consumers are not paying their bills. Vicky Kimayo is in charge of the project in Kayole. She says the water company is finding it easy to operate in areas like this.
I mean, there were illegal connections, people were getting water for free. But right now, of course, they get metered and they pay for the water. So, of course, for the utility, that's a plus. And for us who work in such an informal settlement, we are happy about it.
With more people applying for water connections and high demand for clean water, the company is now facing a challenge to provide all the water that is needed. For now, they are rationing water by dividing the area into zones and giving customers in each zone just a few hours to fill their containers. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.